September 4, 1929. Why does the sun form the day? Because it is an act of divine will. My days are most bitter because of the privation of my highest and only good, Jesus. I can say that my continuous food is the intense sorrow of being without the one who formed the whole of my life down here. How painful it is to remember that I once would breathe Jesus, the heartbeat of Jesus would palpitate in my heart, Jesus would circulate in my veins, I would feel the nourishment of Jesus feeding my works, my steps. In sum, I felt Jesus in everything. And now everything is over, and has changed for me into nourishment of sorrow. Oh, God, what pain, to breathe and palpitate the intense sorrow of being without the one who was more than my own life, such that only the abandonment in the fire gives me the strength to bear a sorrow so great. But while I was feeling this, my sweet Jesus, coming out of my interior and clasping me in his arms, told me, "My daughter, courage, do not lose heart too much. Tell me, who forms the day? The sun, doesn't it? And why does it form the day? Because it is an act of my divine will. Now, as the earth rotates, the side that moves away from the sun remains in the dark and forms the night, and the poor earth remains gloomy, as though under a mantle of sadness, in such a way that all feel the reality of the night, and the great change that the earth undergoes by having lost the beneficial sphere of the light, that is, the act of my divine will which created the sun and preserves it with its continuous act. In the same way, as long as the soul goes around under the continuous act of my will, it is always full daylight for her, night, darkness, sadness, do not exist. The continuous act of my fiat, more than sun, smiles at her, it keeps her in feast. But if she wanders about within her human will, more than earth, she remains in the dark, in the night time of her human will which, lording over the soul, produces darkness, doubts, sadness, such as to form the true real night for the poor creature. Who can tell you the great good, the most refulgent day, that an act of my divine will produces over the creature? With its continuous act, it produces all goods, and happiness in time and eternity. Therefore, be attentive, enclose all of yourself within a single act of my divine will, never go out of it. If you want to live happy and have in your power the life of the light and the day that never sets, an act of my divine will is everything for the creature. With its continuous act that never ceases and never changes, more than tender mother, it keeps one who abandons herself in its act of light clasped to its breast, and nourishing her with light, it raises her as a birth from itself, noble and holy, and it keeps her sheltered within its very light.